महागरणी गोनाध हृदय दब बनिना पुरी द्वारी दब बदो दबोधि मुदमा ए दिन जाओ से न दुखी दे हो दो दबरा महागरुणी गो जिम्य दगरु न शिरो मुदो न धो भीम न लु दो मोदु दो ई गो गो अधय असे फिजी फिदो मुदो भ्याम्य स्वादी तब वनी न खदी ओदो लोजों गो दो तदवा बोंदो ई हिदाय लोगी लोगोद्रा अजोसी वा चंदा अलोगा तब बरमी खदी ओदो लोजों दो बरमी दो म्या बोंगो बुरी दुआ न भीजें सी बुदो मुबी वे उदम म्या ला स्वादो दम दम बोदे रदा में जंदा भी न्यो दान्या नो म्या दो बदो योशिरो मुगले भी इदिना दिशा वो से ना वो सी मिंगला इदिशा जगा को प्योसो या जेंजा ते दुमा गंदिया दो को यो दे जो ना यूले ये शिज्या गोंदा दिन दिया ना ब्रिदा अबाउं द्रो गोंदो हा दुधी बेयां गोंगें चंदा इम्या जिंदी हो दुमो चा मद्वे पिपा जे दरी सियां दो बोरिया मुले दजाना ना दी ओडनो एवा मेवा जियो हो दुजिया मेंगले अब्रा जिदा बनेंगे दीदे बुधु विबोगले विदेगे दबा बोधना एगा बदो बा मोधदी दजाना दागिवे में दादो ई नदी उदनो नदे चेंगो दोवा जिदा दो भ्याम्या स्वादी वरिया मुले बोधी भी अनिफ्य दो अब्रा जिदा मिया खोद्वे म्या दो ब्लें धनाई เสียดอยันดามังกาบกอมิโนมุบิตะเกโตเอวะเมวะโพสะนะยุอิตุตะเลเตเตอัจฉโยกิเลสาดิหุโตยังบังโกอมิยออมิญจอตมะทาวิปัตตะนาดิหุโตกอมุมิงคลาเตยอะปองติบัวตุผิบาสีตะรีเสียมิงคลีกิเลสาดิหุโตยังบังโกอมิยออมิญจอตมะทาวิปัตตะนาดิหุโตมิงคลาเตยอะปองจอ ตนเตนิเสียตุกิเลสาดิหุโตยังบังโกถองจองจิญเญเปเผอมิไหนวาสีตรีตัพพะพุทธานะกิงาวะลุตะสุมะกะปิ่นปะโรมูจะปิโกตะกะติอุตโตโลโซกงตะพะยาศีโตอิอภิเตเกพุทธะปิเตกะมิงคลาตนลงยาลิผิดโตมูทะโตพุทธุวิปังคะเลเมเปญไหตันศีสินเจลวนติเตโรมูทะโต ดีเตเมรุยอถั่วเถผิดอปราสิฏฐะปันลิงเกอปราสิฏฐะมียขตฺเวมยตฺโตปะลินทินแท่ไนเอกบตฺโตมยตฺโตพยาผิดโตยศิโรมุติภิเวภความยสวะพยาติปโมตฺติหิเตจีปิววะมยตฺโตมุยะเวอิเอวเมวะปุญฺสานฺยุอิตุตาลิตนฺตินติเอกบตฺโตมยตฺโตอโลสันฺตโตยศิติภิเว ปะโมตตุนิตฺตํชวนภะอวมยยะอภาสีตรีตะปวฺวตุตปํมิงคลารคันตุตปฺปะอธิวฺฏฺฐาตปฺปะพุทฺธานุภาเวนตราทุกขิปฺวนตุเตปวฺวตุตปํมิงคลารคันตุตปฺปะอธิวฺฏฺฐาตปฺปะธรรมานุภาเวนตราทุกขิปฺวนตุเตปวฺวตุตปํมิงคลารคันตุตปฺปะอธิวฺฏฺฐา ตบะมิงคลังโกสิฉันตาจิอะจองก้องญัตตอคติอุตโตโลโซตอมิงคลาปองติบวชดูผิดบาสีตรีตบะเทวตาคติกงตอนัมญะนะก้องนะอะปองโตติระคันตุอะเมมะปะสงชุจะบาสีกงตรีตบะพุทธานุภาเวนะกะกะวาลุตัสสะมะกะปิ่นปะโรมุจะปิโกตอคติอุตโตโลโซกงตอพะยาศีโตอิตะโกติโซอันตุโบจอง ตบะธรรมานุภาเวนะมะโพนิพพานตมะคันหุขอสวะตอคติอุตโตโลโซกงตอเตยโรมยัตถุอิตะโกติโสอนุโบจอตบะตังฆานุภาเวนะคันติอุตโตโลโซกงตออริยะตังฆารอมยัตถุอิตะโกติโสอนุโบจอเตติยะตะโกโยติสวะนายุลิยะสิจะกงตอเตนตะปุริตาอะปังตระกงโตติตระณียัญญะภะเบคะมะภะคะคะติ ดุขีโกสิณะภัญญีเอฉันทะจินสิจะกงติบวนตุผิจะอะภาสีกงตะรีสาธุสาธุสาธุ Today we would like to explain about knowing and seeing. Knowing and seeing is we must know what, we must see what. This is very important. In Sijja Sanyutta, there is one sutta called Aswakya Sutta. If one person wants to become arahat, what does he must understand? What does he should try to understand? I will recite that sutta in Pali first. Janado ham bhikkhave basado asvanang khayam vadami no ajanado no abasado kincha bhikkhave janado kincha basado asvanang khayohodi idan dukkhanti bhikkhave janado basado asvanang khayohodi yan dukkha samudiyodi janado basado asvanang khayohodi Ayan dukkha nirodho di janado basado asvanang khyo hodi. Ayan dukkha nirodha gamini pativada di janado basado asvanang khyo hodi. Evam kho bhikkhave janado evam basado asvanang khyo hodi. Tasamadiha bhikkhave idan dukkha di yoga karaniyo. Ayan dukkha samudhyo di yoga karaniyo. Ayan dukkha nirodho di yoga garaniyo. Ayan dukkha nirodha gamini pativada di yoga garaniyo. This is Aswakya Sutta. What is the meaning? Because I say that the destruction of the taints is for those who knows him, for those who sees it. For knows what, for sees what, does the destruction of the taints comes for. It is for one who knows and sees, this is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sijja. It is for one who knows and sees, this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, dukkha, samudaya, riya, sijja. It is for one who knows and sees the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, dukkha nirodha sijja. It is for one who knows and sees that the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, dukkha nirodha gamini pratipada ariya sijja. It is for one who knows thus, it is for one who sees thus, the destruction of the taints comes about.
It is for one who
knows thus. Therefore, because it should be made to understand, this is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sijja. It should be made to understand, this is the noble truth of the origin of suffering. It should be made to understand, this is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, dukkha nirodha sijja. It should be made to understand, this is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, dukkha nirodha gamini pratipada ariya sijja. So if a meditator wants to go to the end of suffering, this is the end of the round of the rebirths, then he must try to become arahat. If he wants to become arahat, what does he should try to understand by direct knowledge? He must try to understand by direct knowledge the Four Noble Truths. What is the noble truth of the suffering? In the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, Dhamma Wheel Turning in Motion Sutta, the Buddha says, Sankhite na pinchupadane khanda dukkha. In brief, five aggregates of clinging are dukkha sijja. If you want to begin, number one, you must try to understand by direct knowledge the Pagangin aggregates.
Number one, what do you mean, sir?
Number one, Pagangin aggregates. If you want to become Rahat. What are five clinging aggregates? Number one, the clinging aggregate of materiality. Number two, the clinging aggregate of perception, feeling. Number three, the clinging aggregate of perception. Number four, the clinging aggregate of formations. Number five, the clinging aggregate of consciousness. All together, there are five clinging aggregates. What is the clinging aggregate of materiality? In Khanda Vega, there is one sutta called Khanda Sutta. In that sutta, Buddha explained thus. Yankinchi rupa adida nagata bichopana ijadawa baitawa olarigawa sukumawa hinawa banidawa yandure sandigewa sason upadaniya ayaho chati rupu padane khando. This is the definition of the clinging aggregate of materiality. What is the meaning? Whether past, present or future, internet or external, gross or subtle, inferior or superior, far or near, all materiality which are tainted, which are claimed to be, are called the clinging aggregate of materiality. In the same way, Buddha says the 11 types of feeling, the 11 types of perception, the 11 types of formations, and the 11 types of consciousness are respectively called the clinging aggregate of feeling, the clinging aggregate of perception, the clinging aggregate of formations, and the clinging aggregate of consciousness. If we summarize, what is the noble truth of the suffering dukkha sitta? Past five aggregates, present five aggregates, future five aggregates, internal five aggregates, external five aggregates, gross five aggregates, subtle five aggregates, inferior five aggregates, superior five aggregates, far five aggregates, near five aggregates. Altogether, there are 11 types. These 11 types of five aggregates are called the noble truth of suffering. If you want to become Arhat, number one, you must try to understand these 11 types of five aggregates by your direct knowledge. This is number one. Number two is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sitta. What is the noble truth of the origin of suffering? In many suttas, Buddha emphasized craving as the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Craving is tanha. What type of tanha? Especially craving. Craving is the attachment to future existence only. If you have attachment to future existence, then you will accumulate wholesome and unwholesome karmas. These wholesome and unwholesome karmas will produce new existence. In Anguttara Nikaya, Tika Nipata, there is one sutta called Taittiriya Sutta. In that sutta, Buddha explained, according to Suttanta Metta, the noble truth of the origin of suffering thus. Kadamencha bhikkhave dukkha samudaya ariya sijja avijja bijja sankhara sankhara bijja vijnana vijnana bijja nama rupa bijja salayana စလယရဏပိချာဖာသောဖသပိချာပိချာဝေရဏဝေရဏပိချာတဏတဏပိချာဥပဒနာဥပဒနာပိချာဘောဘောပိချာဇာတိဇာတိပိချာจรမရဏโศกปริเทวะทุกข์โทมนัสุปายาสะสัมปันติเอวเมตัสสะเกวลัสสะทุกขะขันธัสสะสมุริโยโหติอยังหุจติภิกขเวทุกขะสมุทิยังอริยสัจจ In this way, Buddha explained, what is the meaning? The meaning is, what is the noble truth of the origin of suffering? With the arising of avijja, ignorance, the sankhara formations arise. With the arising of sankhara formations, vijnana consciousness arise, etc. In this way, Buddha explained Samudaya Sijja. In short, the dependent origination is the Samudaya Sijja. If you understand the dependent origination, then we can say you can understand Samudaya Sijja, the noble truth of the origin of suffering by your direct knowledge. If we summarize dependent origination, there are cause and effects only. What are causes? There are five causes. Number one, avijja, ignorance or delusion. Number two, tanha, craving. Number three, upadana, clinging. These three are called defilement rounds, kilesa, vada. Then number four is sankhara formation, volitional formations. Wholesome and unwholesome volitional formations. Number five, karma, the karmic force. Altogether, there are five causes. There are also in the same way five effects. Five effects are number one, vijnana, consciousness. Number two, nama rupa, mentality and materiality. Number three, salayarana, six bases. Number four, phasa, contact. Number five, virana, feeling. Altogether, there are five effects. Five past causes produce present five effects. Five present causes produce future five effects. So if you understand the causal relationship between past cause and present effect, present causes and future effects, then we can say you understand the dependent origination or the noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Sijja, by your direct knowledge. In other words, five causes are Samudaya Sijja Dhammas. Five effects are Dukkha Sijja Dhammas. Ignorance, avijja, ignorance or delusion. Tanha, craving, upadana, clinging, sankhara, volitional formations, and karma, karmic force. These five causes are Samudaya Sijja Dhammas, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Vijnana, consciousness, nama rupa, mentality, materiality, salayarana, six bases, phasa, contact, virana, feeling. These five effects are the noble truth of suffering, Dukkha Sijja Dhammas. If you want to understand the dependent origination by direct knowledge, you must try to understand causal relationship between cause and effect, between Samudaya Sijja and Dukkha Sijja. The number three is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Dukkha Nirodha Ariya Sijja. What is Dukkha Nirodha Ariya Sijja? In many suttas, Buddha explains the complete cessation of Tanha craving is called the dukkha, the novatru of the cessation of suffering. Why? If the craving for new existence is ceased completely without remainder, then there will be no more new future existence. Why? Depending on attachment to future existence, wholesome and unwholesome karma can produce this result. But if there is no attachment to any future existence, then wholesome and unwholesome karmas cannot produce any future existence. So, because of this reason, Buddha says the complete cessation of craving, tanha, is also called the Nirodha Sejja, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. In Anguttara Nikaya, Tika Nipata Dikhairana Sutta, Buddha explains Nirodha Sejja in this way. Gatamenja Bhikkhave Dukkha Nirodha Riya Sejja Vijaya Dweva Asesa Viraga Nirodha Sankara Nirodha Sankara Nirodha Vinyana Nirodha Vinyana Nirodha Nama Rupa Nirodha Nama Rupa Nirodha Salairana Nirodha Salairana Nirodha Phasa Nirodha Phasa Nirodha Virana Nirodha Virana Nirodha Tanha Nirodha Tanha Nirodha Upadana Nirodha Upadana Nirodha Bhava Nirodha Bhava Nirodha Jadi Nirodha Jadi Nirodha Jaramarana Soka Pridewa Dukha Dhamana Subhayasa Nirodha Jandi Eva Medasa Kevalasa Dukha Khandasa Nirodha Hodi Ayam Hochati Bhikkhave Dukha Nirodha Riya Sejja. In this way, Buddha explained. What is the meaning? The complete cessation of ignorance, avijja, there arises the complete cessation of sankhara formations. With the complete cessation of ignorance, there is the complete cessation of volitional formations. With the complete cessation of volitional formations, there is the complete cessation of consciousness, etc. In this way, Buddha explained. If we summarize, because of the dependent origination, reverse order, we can say because of the complete cessation of causes, there are the complete cessation of effects. So, because of the complete cessation of past causes, present effects will cease completely without remainder. Because of the complete cessation of present causes, future effects will cease completely without remainder. So, such cessation state a meditator must try to understand by his direct knowledge. If he understands by his direct knowledge this complete cessation of both cause and effect, we can say that he understands the noble truth of the origin, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering by his direct knowledge. When five causes will cease completely without remainder. Avijja, ignorance, craving, tanha, upadana, clinging. Ignorance, craving, clinging. When these three defilement rounds will cease completely without remainder. Sankhara, volitional formations. Kama, karmic force. These two are karma raw, karma water. When they will cease completely without remainder, how do you think? If a meditator became arahat, at that time his arahant path will destroy ignorance, craving, and clinging completely without remainder. Because of the complete cessation of ignorance, craving, and clinging, his wholesome and unwholesome karmas, which he had accumulated before arahant stage, cannot produce any future existence. So, because of this reason, we can say when he began his arahant path will destroy ignorance, craving, clinging, volitional formations, and karmic faults completely without remainder. When ignorance, craving, clinging, volitional formations, and karmic faults cease completely without remainder, because of arahant path, then there will be no more future new existence, that is, vijnana, consciousness, nama rupa, mentality, materiality, salayana, six bases, pasa, contact, and vidana, feeling, they will not rise again in after pranibbana. After the pranibbana chuti, the complete cessation of, final cessation of five clinging aggregates. But this is the object of vipassana jnana, vipassana insight. When you are practicing vipassana, if you attain uddiyavaya jnana stage, the rising and falling of formations, knowledge, you must try to see this both causal rising and momentary rising, causal passing away and momentary passing away. Because of the complete, because of the rising of five causes, five aggregates arise. This is causal rising. Because of the complete cessation of five causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder. This is causal cessation. While you are practicing vipassana in uddiyavaya jnana stage, you must try to see this both causal rising and causal passing away. In the same way, you should also try to see momentary rising and passing away. Momentary rising and passing away means the momentary rising of five aggregates and momentary passing away of five aggregates. When he became arahat, his arahant path will take nibbana as object. Arahant path knowledge will realize nibbana. That nibbana is called unconditioned element, asankata dhatu. That asankata dhatu is also nirodha sejja, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. So there are two types of nirodha. One type of nirodha is because of the complete cessation of five causes, five aggregates cease completely without remainder. Such type of cessation is the object of vipassana insight. Unconditioned element, asangata dhatu, asangata nibbana, is the object of four noble path and prudent knowledges. This is supramundane knowledge, supramundane nirodha sejja.
One more side, the first part I did not get.
Five causes, ignorance, craving, clinging, volitional formations, and karmic faults. Because of the complete cessation of these five causes, there is the complete cessation of five aggregates. This complete cessation is the object of vipassana insight, not the object of supramundane noble path and prudent knowledge. But asankata dhatu, unconditioned element, nibbana, is the object of supramundane noble path and prudent knowledge. Number 4 is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering, dukkha nirodha gamini patipada ariya sicca. What is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering? Noble Eightfold Path only. What are Noble Eightfold Path? Sammadhiti, right understanding or right view. Sammasankappa, right intention. Sammavacca, right speech. Sammakammada, right action. Sammajiva, right livelihood. Sammavayama, right effort. Sammasati, right mindfulness. Sammasamadhi, right concentration. Altogether, there are Noble Eightfold Paths. These Noble Eightfold Paths are the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. Altogether, there are Four Noble Truths. If you realize the Four Noble Truths by your direct knowledge, then you can become number one, Satriwena Sotapanna. Number two, Vasradana Sakadagami. Number three, Noradana Anagami. And number four, Arahat. If you become Arahat, then your Arahat path will destroy five causes: ignorance, craving, clinging, pollution and formations, and coming forth completely without remainder. Because of the complete cessation of these five causes, five aggregates of the final cessation will not arise no more. There will be complete cessation of five aggregates. At that time, there will be the complete cessation of round of rebirths. You escape from the samsara completely, without coming back to this samsara. For realization of Four Noble Truths, what you should try, how you should try, what you should do. There is another sutta in Sicca Sanyutta. I will recite this sutta. Samadhin bhikkhave bhaveta samahito bhikkhave bhikkhu yatha buddhaṃ bhajanati. Kincha yatha buddhaṃ bhajanati, idam dukkhanti yatha buddhaṃ bhajanati. Ayam dukkha samudayati yatha buddhaṃ bhajanati. Ayam dukkha nirodhati yatha buddhaṃ bhajanati. Ayam dukkha nirodha gamini paṭipadati yatha buddhaṃ bhajanati. In this way, Buddha explained what is the meaning. Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the dhammas as they really are. What does he understand as it really is? He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sicca. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the origin of suffering, dukkha, samudaya, sicca. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, dukkha, nirodha, sicca. He understands as it really is. This is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. In this way, Buddha taught. Because of this reason, if you want to realize Four Noble Truths by direct knowledge, you must develop concentration. You must cultivate samatha meditation. So, in our knowing and seeing, we explain how to develop concentration, how you should practice samatha meditation. In brief, we had already discussed mindfulness of breathing up to fourth jhana stage, 10 kasinas and 8 attainments, 4 protective meditations, etc., in our knowing and seeing. Based on concentration, how you should practice four elements meditation, we explained in brief way in our knowing and seeing. How you should try to see Kalabas? How you should try to analyze Kalabas? We had already explained in our knowing and seeing. If you can analyze these Kalabas, you can understand ultimate materiality. Then you can continue to discern ultimate mentality. Then you can continue to discern dependent origination. At that time, you will understand the noble truth of the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sejja, and the noble truth of the origin of suffering, dukkha, samudaya, sejja. These two noble truths, the noble truth of suffering, what are the noble truth of suffering? Five clinging aggregates. And then noble truth of the origin of suffering, what is the noble truth of the origin of suffering? Dependent origination. These two noble truths are the object of vipassana. What is vipassana? Anicca di vasena vividehi agarehi dhamme pasati di vipassana. This is the definition given in Atta Salini commentary. What is the meaning? The five clinging aggregates and dependent origination factors are the object of vipassana. They are called sankhara formations. These formations are the object of vipassana. You must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, anatta. Why? As soon as they arise, they pass away very, very quickly. So they are impermanent anicca. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha, suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, so they are anatta, no self. Such type of contemplation is called vipassana. If a meditator wants to practice, he must first try to understand the noble truth of the suffering or clinging aggregates by his direct knowledge. Secondly, he must try to understand by direct knowledge the dependent origination. Without understanding clinging aggregates or ultimate mentality and materiality, without understanding dependent origination, if he practices vipassana, his vipassana is not real vipassana, just superficial only. So you should try to understand the meaning of vipassana. How you should practice vipassana, we had already mentioned in our knowing and seeing. If you practice vipassana systematically, one day when your vipassana insight becomes mature, at the end of your vipassana, path and progress knowledges will arise, taking Nibbana as object. At that time, Nibbana is the noble truth of the origin of suffering.
Nibbana is
the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, Nirodha Sejja. The noble path which realizes Nibbana associates with noble eightfold path. That noble eightfold path is the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering. At that day, altogether, you will realize four noble truths. So, if you have any question, then you can ask about this matter.